Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Vic Friends Podcast. My name is Valerie Molyneux, president and founder of this Vitiligo support community, and it's my pleasure to come to you with my show entitled The Journey with Vitiligo. This is where I get to interview individuals nationally as well as internationally and to just discuss with them their journey, their stories about living and coping with vitiligo. We also want to let you know that this year, it is our delight to be celebrating our 13th year with our podcast. Also, we want to let you know that our podcasts are being sponsored by My Vitiligo Team. Please, we ask that you would like, share, subscribe, but also follow our podcast, because you'll get notification as to when the next show is happening. We thank you for your support, and right now I ask that you sit back, relax, and enjoy my show, The Journey with Vitiligo. Well, hello and welcome, 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 wherever you're coming in from. I see some places in the Caribbean. I know that my family, I've talked to them about this guest, and so I know that my very own family, U.S. Virgin Islands, and so welcome all of you from across the globe. Again, we are Vic Friends Podcast, and as you've heard, we've been around a while. Our very first show was aired in 2010. So you can do the calculations on that for yourself, although the recording had a bit of an error there. But today, I'm so excited to have someone very special. I think the phrase, I would hear the old folks say back in the day, near and dear to my heart. She is everything. I have so many young women and men around me, my family, my husband, the leadership of this Vic Friends organization, special young men like Joshua in D.C., Mark in North Carolina, and across the U.S. But this one young woman, she just stands out. I take liberty. I think her dad gave me permission that I can call her daughter. And so today, it is my pleasure and my honor to introduce to you none other than Vic Friends marketing guru. I used the word guru this past week to someone. She knows it all. I'm sorry, I'm putting it out there. And so coming in live from Minnesota, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome with me, Alicia, are you there?
I am here. Hello.
Hello?
I'm here.
Welcome.
Can you hear me?
How are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
If you can get closer to your microphone or give me a tad bit more volume, I really, really love it, or take it off speaker, something. We want all of you today, all that you have.
Yes, I am.
What
can
is
you
your
hear
weather
me better?
Like there in Minnesota?
It is beautiful today. Beautiful today. Sunny and gorgeous and in the 50s.
Same here in Boston. Awesome. We're 41. It's sunny, but a bit windy. So there's a chill to the air. But we're going to move on in. Tell our audience, listening, like I said, from all over today, because I talk so much about this Alicia person. Tell us a little bit about Alicia and how long you've had vitiligo. Who is Alicia?
I've had vitiligo since I was a baby. So my whole life, I kind of say I was a lifer. Born and raised in a very, very, very small town in Iowa. And I've lived in Minnesota now for on and off for about over 20 plus years now. have a 15-year-old son named Herbie and a wonderful husband named Dominic, and we have a dog named Ronnie and a cat named Steve. So we are a busy family and yeah, highly involved in the community with vitiligo and love helping people and just, yeah, love helping the community.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you for that bit of an intro. And I love how you took us back. You said a lifer, baby. I believe your mom said about 4 months old. She noticed the smallest a little. Let's go up this ladder. From a child, say, kindergartner, and school age, elementary, how were you in school? Was there bullying? How was life?
You know, it could be really tough. We didn't know anyone with vitiligo. I think that's pretty common in the community. It's not common that other people have others in their family with vitiligo. So a lot of us feel really isolated and don't have that companionship. And growing up in the early 80s, there were no support groups. There were no children's books. There was no internet. There was no Instagram. There was no one to look towards that you had that representation. So it was very, very isolating. There was no one to talk to that could know what you were going through. And so, you know, if someone was picking on me, I couldn't show somebody like, look at this person thriving. It was just you had to take all the punches and you had to. You had to be punched down and there was nothing to kind of gravitate towards. And so, you know, luckily I was able to kind of be strong with it and I had a good foundation with my family and my faith and my friends and I was able to be strong with it. But, there's a lot of people that aren't
yeah.
it was tough. It was definitely tough. But you know, that's what's such a blessing nowadays is we have all this wonderful part
yes.
of our community and I love
yes.
that. And I think that's why I have such a soft spot for the kids in our community because I went through that and I know
yes.
that what it felt like. And so I think that's why I'm such a strong voice and an advocate because I don't want kids to feel like what I felt for sure.
Absolutely. I love the line you use. You took all the punches, but look at you today. Look how far you've come. A mantra that you left us with. My goodness. So that's your youthful days. As we come up the journey, I've heard people talk about not one, especially, you know, some cultures dating and marrying, but God has given you this amazing Dominic fellow. Tell us how dating and meeting someone so amazing with vitiligo on your body. How did you handle that?
You know, I think, well, one, Dominic actually had a teacher in high school that had vitiligo. So Annie had a friend. He had a friend with vitiligo in junior high and high school. So that was helpful because it wasn't a shock to him. It wasn't like, he didn't know what it was. He didn't know what it was, but he knew people that had it. So I think that was really helpful. And two,
yes.
you know, he's just the kind of person that it's not going to matter to him.
Right.
You know, he looks at the person's soul versus their looks, and he, you know, obviously looks are important, but but you know, he's
right,
not gonna
right.
fault somebody for
he looks
for
at
that.
The whole
he's
package.
He looks at the whole package, and so I
yes.
think for me that was a helpful thing that I didn't have to be like, oh, guess what, you know, that helped, and I think, but I, you know, I think in dating anything, it's you're always like, hey, you know, this is something that I have to deal with, but by that time in my life, I was a little bit older and I was more confident in myself. So I did bring it up early in our relationship. Like, you know, this is what I have and this
yes.
is what I deal with. And I think it was more of just like, oh, I got to make sure I put on sunscreen. And oh, I make sure, you know, cause he was a big camper. And so it was kind of, it was more that's kind of how I brought it up. Like, I have to make sure I'm out of the sun, and that's kind of how I addressed it a little bit more with him. But it you know, it can definitely be tricky.
Oh, yes. But in his case, love outweighed anything that you had.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. Love it. And so moving into the age of the internet, and I got on there, I think I logged in. My first login was 2004. It was about 2015 that I encountered you on Facebook. And meeting you face-to-face with your husband in Washington, D.C., speak to that experience. And given you, from just a brief conversation, I knew from hearing your voice that I wanted you as one of our speakers on the Capitol steps. Speak to that, if you would.
I just remember that, yeah, once social media kind of, you know, there's such good and bad in the internet, and that was something that was such a blessing. And it really opened the door for support groups and for vitiligo. And, you know, if we didn't have social media, I don't think we would be where we are today with research and with, you know, these treatments, because it gave us a voice we didn't have. And it gave us representation. It gave us a stance, and it gave us connections, and it was huge. And it finally gave us a platform. And I started realizing, like, I'm able to help people. People were coming to me like, how do you deal with this? How do you do this? And I was like, whoa. Okay, yay, here we go. I can help people. And so it was really cool. And so I was able to, like, kind of put my story out there and start talking to people. And then you were kind of like, hey, will you share this? And I was like, really? Okay.
Yes.
Like, I can do this. And it was really, really kind of neat. And I remember going to D.C. like, yeah, I want to be a part of this. Like, this is neat. And I remember, like, D.C. was, I kind of was like, I didn't want to leave, you know, like we did the rally and we get back to the hotel, and I kind of was like, well, where'd everybody go? Like, I don't want to go back to my room. We're not going back to our room. We're not hiding away. This is ridiculous. Let's go do something. Hello.
We didn't want it to end. Nobody wanted end.
Yeah, I just remember, like, we were so exhausted, but we were kind of like, no, guys, come on, let's hook up, let's do something, let's go.
Yeah.
Because it was just, it was just such this high feeling of, like my family, like, this completion that finally happened, you know, and I just didn't want it to end. So it was such a neat thing,
Yeah. And then, you had already, I guess, in Minnesota, you reported, bringing people together. Even right before that rally on the Capitol, you had already started bringing people together. And so I found it necessary to bring you a part of the Vits Friends body. And what amazing work that you've done since coming on board, you know, lending your voice and your expertise and your advice in so many areas, and then giving you the role of marketing and a little bit of computer and a little bit of everything. I really, truly thank God for you. You were not a mistake. You were destined to be here. Vitiligo was your destiny. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Vitiligo from 4 months?
Yeah, I've always kind of said that. Like, I was, you know, people look at it as a hindrance, and I always kind of looked at it, like, as a gift, you know. I always kind of have said that now. Like, there was a reason. I always say he doesn't make mistakes, and there was a reason I got it. So, and it's been to be able to help people, for sure.
Yes, absolutely. Now, from your childhood to adulthood, what did mom do as far as getting you treatment, light, anything? Tell us a little about treatment before we jump into the big section.
Yeah, you know,
did you
we
use anything
had,
back then?
We had looked into it probably not until either later elementary school or early junior high, I think, is when we first started looking into treatment or went to a dermatologist and talked to him about it. I want to say later elementary school it might have been. And at that time, you know, it was it was kind of like, you know, we could try steroid creams, we could do light therapy. The doctor's office was about 20 minutes away from my house. You know, the light therapy was kind of like the tanning beds that they still have now. It was, you know, three times a week. At the, you know, of course, insurance didn't cover it then. You know, we were kind of like, yeah, who has time for that and who has the money for that?
Right.
So we just decided against it. We just never pursued it. So, you know, we weren't affluent people. So it just was like, nah, it's not worth it for us. And just,
right.
I was starting to get involved with activities at school, and it wasn't worth it for us. And you know, and my vitiligo was quite a bit, you know, all over my legs and arms and face, and my body, there was not a part of my body it was not on. So it wasn't worth it. And so we never tried it. We had done makeup cover up and tried that, and that was a catastrophe. So we were like forget it. So we just never did it. And I never tried it again. You know, I had done spray tan on my legs, in my mid-20s, I was spray tanning my legs, because by then my legs were completely white. I was completely void of color. So I'd done that, but that's the only other thing I had ever done.
Wow. You know, I've never said this to you, so before I go to my other question, let me just throw this at you. When I invited you to speak on the Capitol, I said to myself, wait, let me go search this girl. So, you know, go through the internet, try searching. And on Facebook, I said, let me see who she really is. The picture that grabbed my heart and soul and clearly demonstrated your bravery, your gusto, your no-nonsense, and vitiligo doesn't have me, was your, and it's the very best picture for me of you, of the example of who you are inside and out. It's your cheerleading photo.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love it. It grabs my soul, and it speaks to the fact that this is me.
Yep.
And when you made a video for me of all of the leaders, you chose that song. Do you remember the song? This Is Me.
Yep, This Is Me. Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
And that's the photo. Yep. Every time I connect that song, I always connect it with your high school cheerleading photo, vitiligo all on your legs. But you're saying, this is me. I don't care.
Yep.
I love that.
Yep. Yeah.
Thank you for showing that to the world, because it released a lot of us.
Well, and that was, you know, that was actually junior high. That was seventh grade. I made cheerleading.
Wow.
You know, again, small town Iowa. So where I went to school, I went to a really small elementary school. And then when we went to junior high and high school, they combined the three towns. So each elementary, our junior high and high school was, there were three. So I went to Slater Elementary, and then when the high school and junior high combined, it was Ballard High School, which was Slater, Cambridge, and Kelly, the three elementary schools. And so it was a whole new set of people, So it was very intimidating, because I grew up with these kids in elementary school that all knew me and were used to me by then. But then when I go to junior high, there's a whole new group of people that I had no idea what I had. So it was really intimidating. And so I tried out for cheerleading that fall, and I was shocked that I made it. I really did not think I was going to make it, and I was pretty quiet in elementary school. Like I had a sixth grade teacher that kind of helped me break out of my shell, Mrs. Wearson, and I kind of credit her for that. But before that, I was pretty quiet. And so, I think that kind of pushed me over the edge to get me to try out for that. And I really was shocked. And I think that's kind of what did it. But it's funny, because
the first round of cheerleading is football cheerleading. And, you know, it's a little bit colder out, obviously, in Iowa. And so I would wear flesh-colored tights for football cheerleading. And so I did try to hide it right away. But then, I don't know. Then by the time that first round of pitchers was done, I didn't wear the tights. So I was like, ah, screw it. And then by the time basketball cheerleading came around, you wore sleeveless shirts. Well, you can't hide that. So,
right.
So oh, again, boy. It kind of got to the point where you're like, all right, never mind, forget it. So,
but that picture to me shouted that picture screams bravery to me.
Yeah.
Because somebody else would not even want to try out for cheerleading
right.
with the like.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yep.
So.
Yep.
We applaud you. That spoke volumes for me. That spoke volumes. So basically, you did the steroids, you did the light treatment, time consuming. So, and you didn't have money for it. So,
yeah. Go ahead. No, I never did it. I never tried it. That was just what they recommended. But we never did anything. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So, here you are later in life. You have a son. Has your son? Oh, Herbie is a doll. And I've seen Herbie being such a wonderful, helpful. I mean, we were out there in Detroit, I believe it was. He would say, can I get this? Can I do this? Can I get you water? You know, you don't see that today, young people. But that stood out for my husband and I. He's such a helpful young man. And guess what? He learned it, obviously, somewhere. Hey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so how did he handle a mom in those, you know, preschool, elementary, but as you're getting into the preteen, how did a preteen boy cope or look at his mother? Has he, you know, back then said anything, mom, your skin, what did he say?
You know, I think he's always been around it. So I don't think it's ever, you know, and I think he's always been involved with the community. So he's always been to these meetings. He's always gone to the World of LIGO Day. He's always, you know, been on Zoom calls with us. He's always seen videos. So he's always been surrounded by it. So it doesn't even faze him. You know, he's got to hang out with, like, the boys his age. Like, I know he's made some good friends at I can think of Alex Padilla and I'm blanking on the kid's name. Oh gosh, it doesn't matter. The one from here in Minnesota that he's hung out with before. And yeah, so he's gotten to meet some good friends here. So within the vitiligo community, which is cool.
So basically at a very young age, he is able to advocate for mom and for this entire community, because he's well-versed, educated, knowledgeable about what mom goes through, about meetings, about all of it. Thank you for doing that. That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
A wonderful role model for him. Yes. So here we are going before the FDA to present this Opzelura treatment. And for those out there, and I did not mention this. We have about half an hour where we want to open up the phone lines. If you'd like to call in and ask questions of our special guest, Alicia Roof of Minnesota, the call-in number is 516-666-9973. And so I just wanted to throw that out again, 516-666-9973. We're going to move now into treatment. So here we are, the hearing before the FDA to let them know that there's a treatment that we want them to consider. And thank goodness, with thousands of us on Zoom presenting, I believe it's documented to be the first time in the history of the FDA that vitiligo had an opportunity for such a hearing. A hearing such as this has never happened before. And hence the approval of Opzelura, which is now being shown on television, with the voice of a movie star brother. Oh boy, his name just slipped my mind. Help me.
Oh, Morgan Freeman.
Yes. He's the Freeman. Yes. And so that commercial is out there. Everyone is seeing it. It started out with a young man, Omar, from Canada. Now we have a female in the new ad. So we're trusting and hoping that people are seeing it. And so what made you want to try this treatment, Alicia?
It was kind of more of a science experiment.
Whoa, so, okay.
Yeah, it really wasn't coming from a place of, I don't like how I looked. It wasn't, that was not where it was coming from. It wasn't coming from a, oh gosh, I am not comfortable with myself. That was not where it was coming from. It really wasn't, because again, I've had it for my whole life. I'm so used to my skin. So it was coming from a place of, how does it work? What would happen? And it also was, what steps is it going to take to get this drug? How can I go through the system to get this drug? And how can I teach myself, and how can I learn? And then, therefore, how can I teach the community? That's all. That's where it purely was, because I knew that it would be a journey, and I knew it would be tricky, and I knew that there would be a million steps to do this. And if I could figure it out, and if I could weave the web that this would be, then I could use my voice, and I could use my platform, that my little mini platform that I have. then I could teach people how to do it. That was the whole basis of it. And so it really wasn't a personal gain or goal. It really wasn't. It was more of how can I help people once again? Because I knew that once this came out, that people would want it and people would be begging for it. And that I knew that I was really excited about this. And I also, with the amount of support that Insight has given our community, I kind of wanted to give back to them too, because I think people look at pharmaceuticals like big bad pharma. And when I've gotten to meet every person that I've gotten to meet from Insight has been wonderful. Yeah. And I truly looked at them like, you know, they really, really want to help people with vitiligo, at least the ones that I have met.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? Let's get this in the hands of people, because I really feel like this is finally something. And it's like the first one, like to be on the ground floor of something and to be part of history. Yeah. And this is history. History.
Yes.
So
yes, absolutely.
I wanted to be part of it. So that's why. That was my whole motivation. So selfishly, that was my motivation for being part of the history of it. And unselfishly is, I knew that I could help people with this. I knew that I could maneuver and figure it out and then get the word out.
And we appreciate that, because like you said, you've had it so long. I mean, you know, you're good. But you wanted to really, for me then, I'm seeing it, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. You were curious.
I was very curious.
Right?
Absolutely.
Very curious.
Very, very curious. Yeah.
And I concur when you talk about this company. And again, nobody's out here waving a white banner for any and every pharmaceutical, but we just see the heart of Insight. And we've encountered some amazing people that care about the community, want to impact the community in so many different ways, help the community, you know. And so for them to back this product, oh, my goodness. So you started using it when, and where are you now?
I started using it September 28th of 2000 and, oh, gosh. What's the 2021? Yeah, 2021.
Wow, that's okay. 2021.
No, wait. 22, 23.
Wait. When did we have the conference?
Conference was held by you. We have conference
in
with you as our host in 2022.
Hold on. Now I gotta look. I don't even know the dates. You know, I should have done some research before we started talking. For the love of Pete. Okay, I can tell you.
Were you on it in 2022 when we came to visit you for conference?
No, it was. I started it right after it was approved. I started it the September after it was approved. So here, I can tell you. Oh, for the love. Oh, sorry. 22,
okay.
September 28th of 2022. So it was approved in July. Yeah, it was approved July of 2022. I started using it September 28th of 2022.
That sounds right, because our hearing was that March, correct?
Yes. Our hearing was in March.
Yeah.
Yep, it got officially approved. And then,
Yep. Okay, so from that date, 2022, you have 2023. You've had a full year to experiment with Opsilora. What is your take on it?
It works. It works. And again, I've never ever used anything in my entire life. For something to trigger repigmentation, where a face that has lost almost every, and I'm only using that on my face. So here's some stipulations. I am not a doctor.
Wow.
I do not work in medicine. I do not work in pharmaceutical. I am just a regular Joe Schmo that knows nothing. So I want people to know that. I am not here to give a medical advice. So please, and I do not work for Insight. So, disclaimers here, people. Another asterisk here, it won't work for everybody, but this is what it did for me. I have to reiterate that. But it worked for me, and it was quickly worked for me. But again, it won't quickly work for everybody. But here's what happened. So I started using it. I use it twice daily on my face. They recommend only using like 10% of your body. So I only chose my face because, again, this is a science experiment for me. My body is completely covered with vitiligo. There's no way in heck I'd have to get a paint roller to cover my own whole body. Okay.
Okay. You're breaking up, Alicia.
Oh, am I breaking up?
You're breaking up just a tad bit. You're breaking up just a tad.
Can you hear me now? You know what? Hold on one second. Hang on one second.
Try it again. Tell us about.
Okay. Okay. Hang on one second. Can you hear me? Oh, hold on. What's going on? Can you hear me better? Okay. Sorry. I don't know what's going on there. Okay. So again, my whole body is vitiligo. If I wanted to use Opsilora on my whole body, I would need a paint roller. So that's not going to happen. So I just chose my face to treat, and because again, I'm just a science experiment, right? So I just use it twice daily on my face,
right?
And I don't use, it's just like a little drop. I don't use a ton of it. It's just like a dime, maybe a dime size of ointment on my face. It's not greasy at all. It doesn't feel like Vaseline. It just feels like a face moisturizer is all it feels like. I use it on my eyelids. I use it under my eyelids. It's not a steroid. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't burn. I use it on the inside of my, like the really, really close to my mouth almost. So because the people ask like, is it safe? And it's like, seriously, I use it on places where they say, people are so worried, but I'm using it on the whole face. So, but I would say within the first month, I started seeing repigmenting on my jaw, on my chin. I could see speckling. But I will say that first month, I got a lot of sun because I was out on a trip. So that probably helped me right away because I was getting a lot of sun. And I have heard, the more if you are living in those southern areas because of the direct more sunlight, you're going to probably have better
stimulation than if you live in Minnesota. So I would say within that next, oh my God, my dog, I'm so sorry. Hang on one second. I'm going to go in the other room. So sorry.
Yeah.
We have the windows open because it's so nice out. we had great results within the first few months just because it just went crazy. So then of course, again, I'm
now, my
experiment.
One of the biggest, right. One of the biggest complaints that we're hearing, and we're having our Boston meeting this coming Saturday at 2 p.m. for anyone that's interested, 2:34. In any event, is the cost of this thing. So I know you had some tips and coupon tips. Please share with people that are complaining about, you know, this is a new drug. So what I've learned is once a drug is new, yes, the cost will be up there. But yes, please explain, if you would, about the cost situation.
Okay, so the cost situation. So when I first started it, I knew that that would be the hoop I would have to drive to go through. And again, I started it a few months after it came out. I was lucky because I had a connection with my healthcare provider because I had a member of our community that worked for the dermatology office. So my insurance, you have to work with your health care provider closely. There are workarounds. I will say that if your commercial insurances are most likely going to cover it, it might, so the stipulation is they might not cover it fully. So what happens is, but like your Medicare, Medicaids, or your state-funded insurances most likely will not cover it. And that, you know, that is something that unfortunately there won't be workarounds on that. And that just is, they're going to cover more of things that are absolutely, more life-threatening things. With your state-funded your Medicaid or Medicare things, but your corporate-funded, like your employer-funded things, are going to be more likely to be covered. So my insurance technically covers it. So again, this is an expensive drug, like a $2,400 drug.
Mm-hmm.
My insurance covers everything but up to, I believe, $600. So am I going to pay $600 for that? Probably not. So what happens is Insight, the maker of Opzelura, offers a program called Insight Cares. And what Insight Cares is a copay card program. So a lot of
Please say the name
now,
of that again.
Insight
What's the
Cares.
Program called?
Insight Cares. So insightcares.com,
awesome.
Actually. So if you go to insightcares.com, there's a whole website of information. And so what it is there's a copay card program, and you will take this copay card to your local pharmacy, and there is either like there's a BIN number and they will give that to your pharmacy, and it will basically discount the drug. So my company, my insurance company, I have to go through a specialty mail-in pharmacy program. So the drug actually gets mailed to me. I could not do it through my regular Walgreens. I had to do it through my specialty pharmacy. So there's lots of workarounds. It's not an easy step, but again, you have to work with your healthcare provider. So there might be special forms that they have to fill out, your healthcare provider. There might be special things that they have to fax in, but they also, so Insight Cares also has 800 numbers that you can call and talk to a specialist. They were super helpful. They'll put you in touch with local people around the area. There are workarounds and there are options, but I'm telling you, I have never paid a dime yet for my Absolora. Zero. I have paid $0 for my Absolora, and I've been
wonderful.
Using it for over.
Wonderful.
So it can happen. You just have to work the system, and it will take patience and persistence. I keep telling people that, patience and persistence.
Yeah. So it is possible to get help. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there and you're in need of this treatment, call Absolora. You've seen it on television, advertised by our dear brother Morgan Freeman. It is available. Yes, as Alicia says, $2,000, but there is a way around it. She just said her insurance covered $600 of it, and the rest was picked up by Insight Cares. They have a coupon program. Did I miss anything with that, Alicia?
Yes. Yep, they do. And if and they also do have...
That is the way it's done. It can, it's possible.
Yes, and they do have a financial assistance program, too, I know, available for people that are lower income, too. So there are options available. It just, you have to... You have, you know, it takes some legwork. So if you're willing to put in the work, it can happen. So it's, you know, and it's not just Insight that does this. There are other drug companies that do this. I was doing the same thing for something for one of my family members that has another ailment that is a completely different thing from vitiligo that I use for a different drug company. And it's the same type of program. So once you learn it, you'll learn all kinds of other things to do.
So the whole problem is there's a lot of opportunities for assistance out there, but our community is just not aware. So having a platform like this where we can have you come on and share this, it's so good for people to know there is hope. There is definitely hope. I hope that we can get one of the women that's been working with us from Insight, her name is Erica, a very sweet young woman, and hopefully we'll get her on online to even, you know, say this from inside the pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say, Alicia, your last couple of minutes, to someone out there? You're struggling, you're beating yourself up, you want to run away and hide, don't do it anymore because there's treatment. Tell us, what can you say to someone like that right now?
I think that there's always a community out there to help you. You know, if not everybody wants treatment, and that's okay. There's always somebody there that is available to help. There's always a helping hand. There's always somebody to connect. Please reach out. You're not in this alone. There are so many people available to talk to. And there is hope. There's hope on the horizon, you know, not just the Absolora. There are three treatments right now currently in FDA trials, three of them. So Absolora was the first. Yes. There are three right now. There is so much hope on the horizon for vitiligo treatment. It's crazy. The landscape is going to be completely different in 10 years for vitiligo. It's crazy. So just keep holding on. The world's going to change. It's amazing.
Absolutely. Listen, I had someone wrote in just now and wants to know when will there be treatment or a cure? And so we're giving that message. How ironic, right? That this is coming in right now on the Facebook page. But that's what we're talking about today. There is help. And you just heard Alicia. She said there is at least three more treatments in the works. Ladies and gentlemen, there is help. That's the reason why I wanted to do this today, to let you know there's help. And let me just throw this in, caveat coming. It is working. Did you hear Alicia say that before? It is working. When I sat with Dr. John, and John Harris is the world-renowned vitiligo guru, and when I asked how many people was in this trial to test this drug called Absolora. I have it documented somewhere here in my office. The number was like 900 patients. And ladies and gentlemen, 800 plus have seen results.
Yeah.
100 plus have seen results. So there is hope. It's coming.
Yes.
It's a long time in coming, but it's coming. And one thing Alicia said too, not all of us want treatment. I myself,
yep.
I don't want to adventure out there, but I want to help anybody that's in need of getting this drug for your peace of mind, for any of it. We're here for you, and we want to help.
Yep.
Before
yep.
you leave, Alicia, say your last words to our community and any listener that's just coming in. Some people said they're just logging in now. Talk to some people. Close
yeah,
with us.
And I will
tell
us. If anybody wants to see, I do have, I have a YouTube channel. It's Minnesota Vit Friends. If you go on YouTube, you can see, I've made videos of the journey of my Opzelura treatment. You can see the video, the progress of, and there's pictures and the progress of what it looks like. And I also give really detailed directions of how to do with the insurance, with the Insight Cares, and I have links and everything of where to go. So that has step-by-step instructions of what to do. So it's just Minnesota Vit Friends on YouTube. That will give you all the details you need for Opzelura treatment. So definitely go to that. Or it's even on our Vit Friends website, vitfriends.org, and then just go to the Minnesota tab.
Wonderful. Alicia, I thank you for giving us your lunchtime today at work. How wonderful you are to want to do something like this with me so that our audience all over the world, the Caribbean, my family in the Caribbean are listening. And so we wanted to give this information to let people know. Here is an example from 4 months old to 40 plus today. She is standing strong, head held high, and giving back to the community by supporting others. So we thank you. We bless you, Alicia, and your family. Dom, we love him, and Herbie. Oh, my God. Love you all so much. Thank you, my dear. Let's do it again sometime soon.
Sounds good. Thanks so much, everybody.
Thank you. Take care, Alicia. Bye for now. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, my conversation with Alicia Rooks. She is, again, a Vit Friends marketing computer. She has her hand in so many areas. She's on our board, lending direction, lending a voice to what we're doing. She's running the Minnesota group. She's also a part of GVF, which is the doctor's leading organization. She's on that board as well. She is doing so much. What a voice for this community. What a heart for this work. Key word for me for 2024 is passion. If you don't have passion, go sit somewhere. And this young woman has passion galore. I used to bother her every day. Shh, please don't tell anyone. Don't tell her husband. I used to bother her every day. She helps with anything that comes up. She is so helpful. I pronounce a blessing upon her life. May she live to be 125. She's a blessing. And you've heard all that she's been through. You've heard the journey. What we'll show a little more of her journey. We hope you'll get to see it sometime soon. It's coming to a neighborhood near you. It's our film, documentary film entitled More Than Our Skin. And there's some spot in there when Alicia talks about one of the boys grabbing her jacket after bullying her, grabbing her jacket and throwing it in the trash. Listen. We've been through struggle. We've been through. We're dealing. We don't need any additional. So we hope you get to see this film. It's coming. We just had the major premiere at university. We give honor. We give thanks to Tonya and Greg McGrath for pulling this together. What a tremendous work they've done. Time-consuming work that they've done. But they've put through a production that no one wants to miss. We have some great news that should be coming out in the next week or two or so about where you can see it. So we thank you for that. We thank my Vitiligo's team for supporting us, sponsoring these shows that we're hoping within another couple of weeks to bring it not by this medium but through a local television station, which they'll put it on Facebook, they'll put it on blog, and they'll put it live on YouTube for us. So we thank My Little Augustine for sponsoring us. Whatever you do, know that we're here for you. We're Vit Friends Vitiligo Support Community. We're all around the room. We're all around the country. And so we're here for you. We're here to answer any questions you may have. No question is too small or too big. If we don't have the answer, we'll call Alicia. We'll call someone. We'll call Dr. John. And Dr. John can tell you, I call him on a regular because I don't have the answer for it. So I know exactly who to call. And if you can, please call us at 844. Oh, boy, I'm drawing a blank. Sorry, 844-374-3639. That's, again, 844-374-3639. That is an 800 number that we pay for to keep it open for you 24/7, 365. If you'd like to write us, you can write us at vitfriendsorg@gmail.com. And our new bursting, booming website done for us by Hall Bay Productions, that's under the leadership of Tonya McGrath. And assisting the website, again, is Alicia. Did I say she's involved in everything? Yes, she is. Alicia is the assistant on the website. And please, please, please take a look at our brand new 2024 website at www.bitfriends.org. New, fabulous looking website. Still some tweaks to come, but at this point, 99% kicking and great feedback is coming to us about our website. We love you. We thank you. We believe in you. So would you please believe in yourself? Get treatment if you desire treatment. We're here for you. If you're in the Boston area, we are going to be having our first meeting for the year. It's at Faulkner Hospital in the main auditorium, and parking is free. You'll get a parking pass when the meeting is over from my husband, Roy Molyneux. And that meeting is going to be wonderful. We're looking forward to a grand time. Our special guest will be Dr. Nicole. I say Dr. Nicole G, because, of course, I can't handle the last name, but she is from Brigham and Women's Hospital. She is going to be among us to share any medical updates. We have a special guest, Jasmine Bijou, a teenager with vitiligo who has also tried the Opzelura that you've seen by that commercial and that Alicia spoke of today. Jasmine will be with us in person to tell her story, her journey from having a face full of vitiligo to today. Her color is fully back, and she will share her brand new book about her journey. And so please call us, come see us, join us at our meeting. If you're in Boston, we have folks coming from so far have said they're coming from Springfield, from Haverhill, Massachusetts, from Worcester, Massachusetts, to be with us, and we will have some surprises. We will have some surprises. Can't give it all away. And refreshments by our very own Professor Marilyn from Bay State College is our refreshment host. And so please come join us. We love you. We thank you. Again, bitfriends.org. Stay well. Stay blessed. We love you much. Bye-bye.